Welcome to this week's Planet Shakers podcast. Planet Shakers conference presence at our Cape Town, South Africa campus is just a few weeks away, and we can't wait to experience God's presence like never before with you. Head on to register.planetshakers.co.za to register. Now, let's jump into this week's podcast.
Good to have you here. I want to preach to you this afternoon on the topic, glorious gardening. I said it in the last one, and in case they're watching, my parents would be thrilled. They love a good spot of gardening. Does anybody like gardening, just for the record? There's a few. There you go. Good on you. It's not an accountability check, but if you were here in church last week, it was such a powerful day. Pastor Sam preaching on the power of forgiveness. The gospel is forgiveness. And really, we were talking about, we're really dealing with the things of the heart. And I want to say unapologetically straight away today, we're just going to keep going on that flow today because the Holy Spirit wants to continue to deal with things in our heart. So I want to encourage you to be open-hearted because God wants to lead us. You know, the theme that we're in, the whole prophetic word for us as a church, learning to live the abundant life. But so much of that has to do with what God wants to do in our hearts. Amen? Proverbs 4:23 says... I think we can turn that up a little bit. Proverbs 4:23. Let's not lose that, you know? It says, keep your heart with all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. Keep your heart. Everybody say, keep your heart. With all vigilance, for from it flow the springs of life. It's quite a famous verse in Proverbs. Maybe you're familiar with it, maybe you're not. Another version says, keep it with all diligence. Or another says, above all else, guard your heart. But it's showing us that everything in life, ultimately, it actually flows from the condition of our heart. And this is so important for us to remember and not move on from. Even as we grow in God, we never grow and mature past the place of needing to pay attention to what's going on in our heart. Amen? It's so important for us to discern the difference between the world around us and the way the kingdom works. And the world around us would always draw our attention to the things on the, you know, external, on the outside. And we measure ourselves or we measure others by what we see on the outside, you know. And so we would say the measure of someone's life maybe is how much they earn or how much they have or the opportunities that are afforded to them or the standard of living, the lifestyle they're able to have. But really, who we are and what we walk in has a lot more to do with the condition of our heart than the position we find ourselves in our circumstances. And the Holy Spirit will always, he always does this. I've noticed in my own life, he always draws my attention back to the condition of my heart. Have you found that? I can tell you how many times I've been praying about something changing on the outside, you know, seeing a miracle happen or seeing breakthrough in some area of my life. And of course, God wants to bring about that breakthrough and he is a miracle working God. But more often than not, I've found that before he does that or in the process of doing that, he draws my attention back to actually what's happening on the inside of my heart. Amen? It's about the condition of our hearts. The Bible says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. The true definition of you is not what you look like or what you own. It's actually what owns you here. When we invite Jesus into our heart as our Lord and Savior, the Bible says in John chapter 3 that we're born again. There's a miracle that happens on the inside of our heart. And by the way, it's our privilege to pass on that opportunity to every person in every service that we have. We want to see people born again in every service. You're born again. It's not that you go back to being a baby again. It's that your spirit, your heart comes alive and the miracle happens from the inside out. Right? You don't all of a sudden look different. It's not that everything... Sorry, I've got an itchy nose. I'm not sure why. Just have to deal with that quickly. One more. There we go. It's not that everything immediately changes, but the change begins to work its way out into the things in your life or the way that you speak or the way that you treat people. And we can tell that God has done that miracle because of the way that the actions begin to change on the outside, but it all starts with the change on the inside of your heart. I remember experiencing that as a 13-year-old at a youth camp. I gave my heart to Jesus in worship well, really at the end of the message, but it started during the worship for me. But I remember as we went back to the dorm where all the boys were staying, I could tell a miracle had happened because I didn't want to talk the same way that I was talking before. I didn't care about that. I noticed an immediate change. Instead of a desire to just be liked by the people around me, now there was a desire to please God. And it's not because I decided to try and be different. It's because there was a miracle that happened on the inside of my heart. And now it was starting to make its way out into to the way that I lived. That's what happens when we start the journey, but it's the same as we grow in this journey, is that the Holy Spirit will always take us back to that change happening in our hearts. Amen? That's why it's so important that we come to church. We're not sitting through church. We're not just singing along to the songs, but we're singing with an open heart. We're being vulnerable and real before God because real abundance starts with an abundant heart. Amen? So three things I feel the Holy Spirit wants to do in this service. He wants to help us recognize our responsibility. He wants to help us to see what's actually going on in our heart. And then he wants to help us to know what to do with what we see. It's pretty clear. I've noticed with the Holy Spirit, things are more simple than I make them. But he wants to help us to see. So many people have no idea what's actually going on inside their own hearts. You can be successful in the outside. You can even be personable and friendly with other people. You can be so good at socializing and you're familiar with so many people out here, but you're not even familiar with the person that's in here. Sometimes we don't know what's going on in our hearts. The better that I get to know God, the more acquainted I become with the inside of me. Because he opens up my heart. He helps me to see what's really going on. Why? He never reveals those things so to condemn me or to drag me down or so that I feel heavy or ashamed. Like, oh, I didn't know that stuff was there. No, he only ever shines his light on places of my heart in order to set me free and to set me up for breakthrough so that I can walk in the abundance that he has over my life. Amen? So when the Holy Spirit speaks, it never drags you down. It lifts you up. Amen? Voice of the enemy drags you down, but the voice of the Holy Spirit lifts you up. So the first point here is guard the garden. Just some nice alliteration for those who care. Guard the garden. Proverbs 4, as I mentioned, it says, keep your heart. This idea of that being our responsibility. Notice that proverb doesn't say God will. No, it's telling us you need to keep your heart. I receive that as that's God showing me. That's actually my responsibility to steward what he's given me. If you were here a few weeks ago now, Pastor Clayton, Pastor Scott were talking about this, unpacking this idea of abundance for us and showing us that it's always been God's heart for his people to walk in abundance, all the way back to the Garden of Eden, amen, that he put Adam and Eve in. And it's interesting, in Genesis 2, verse 15, it says, the Lord God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and keep it. I want to make it obvious to you here, this is before the fall. This is before Adam and Eve made that mistake. Before that, we can see God's original intention. He put them in a garden, and what does it state? He put them there to keep it. In other words, stewardship was always his intention, and it's not because of sin, it's not because of wrongdoing. No, it's because God wants to partner with you and partner with me. He empowers us to be a part of the miracle. God works the miracle, but we all get to be involved in it. What an amazing privilege. What an empowering father. So here, God puts us in a garden and says, I want you to keep it. I want you to work it. But maybe part of that was actually to illustrate the fact that he put a garden in you and he's also given you and empowered you with the ability to steward that garden on the inside of your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, keep your heart. Genesis 2:15, he said, keep the garden. Keep the garden. Keep your heart. Guard your heart. Guard the garden. Amen? You don't keep a garden by blocking everything out. That's not how a garden flourishes. You know, people, sometimes we have this human reaction to pain. We all have a reaction to pain, by the way, physical pain, but also emotional pain, heart pain. There's no pain quite like heart pain. It can be grief. It can be the way that somebody lets you down or offends you. Man, these things hit us in our hearts and none of us are immune to that. We walk through life and we're all going to experience pain in our heart. It's the world that we live in. But our human reaction to dealing with that pain sometimes can to shut off and to shut everything out. You hear people say things like, man, I'm never going to let them do that to me again. I'm never going to allow that pain again. And the intention may be right, but what we end up with is we end up closing our heart to everything. And when you close your heart to the experience of pain, you also end up closing your heart to the experience of joy and love and peace and freedom, because you can't just, right? So keeping the garden or keeping the heart is not a matter of closing it. You don't guard it by closing it off to everything. That's not how you keep a garden and ensure it's flourishing. No, you ensure that garden has access to the right things. The sun has got to shine. The rain has got to fall. I'm just going to be in a position of stewarding to make sure the wrong things aren't getting in that garden, but the right things can. Amen? So I want to encourage you. Let's be Planet Shakers people in a season of abundance that live with our hearts wide open. Amen? Come on, let me really encourage some of us. We don't live closed off. We don't live secluded. And you know, you're not trying to get through life by yourself. This is what's been so powerful about 40 Strong, is that men have been reaching out to each other and encouraging each other. We all need encouragement. Come on, don't just go to Urban Life, that's a good start, but don't just go and sit there with your heart closed. Go, be vulnerable, reach out to others. Why? Because when you open up, that's when the right things can get in. But at the same time, we guard, we steward, so we take authority over the wrong things, but we allow the right things in. Amen? And this is such an important point in this season of abundance. And I want to, again, point out something Pastor Russell was preaching about a few weeks ago. Do we have that picture of the desert? He was talking about abundant rain. If you were here, do you remember this picture of this desert and pointing out that even something that looks dry and barren and like nothing could ever grow there, but then in an abundance of rain, we didn't realize that there was always seed in the ground. And when that rain comes, let's go to the next, the super bloom, is that all of a sudden that picture can completely change in a season of abundance. Praise God, amen. But here's the question. What grows in abundance? The truth is, everything can grow in a season of abundance. It doesn't mean just the right things grow. It means anything that has the power to grow can grow under the right conditions. We've actually had a lot of rain in Melbourne over the last few weeks. My dad had a rain gauge in the backyard and he would check it every morning if there was rain. He had an Excel spreadsheet to know how much rain we'd had per month to measure it with the last 10 years to see. If you're watching, Roger, good job. He could tell us exactly to the mil. Anyway, we've had a lot of rain in the last few weeks and I don't know whether you've noticed it, but I notice it even in the grass by the footpath if you're walking along. It's greener than it was a few weeks ago. But you know what else I notice? It's not just grass that's growing there. Other things begin to sprout up as well. Because in abundance, everything can grow. And Matthew 5:45, it says that Jesus is talking about the Father. He says he makes his sun rise on the evil and the good. He sends rain on the just and on the unjust. In other words, God doesn't just send rain on good seed. He just sends it and whatever is under it could grow. God's not being negligent or indiscriminate. No, he put us here to keep the garden. He'll send the rain, but we've got this empowerment to steward what we want to allow to grow or what we know shouldn't be there. Amen? And in a season of abundance, it's such a powerful thing for us to actually pay attention to what is it that's growing in this garden right now. Amen? So we recognize our responsibility. The second thing here is that it starts with seed. Seed is so powerful. Matthew 13 is a cool parable that Jesus was sharing about what's called the parable of the weeds. He put another parable before them saying, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while his men were sleeping, which is important, while his men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servant of the master of the house came and said to him, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have weeds? He said to them, an enemy has done this. So the servant said to him, then do you want us to go and gather them? And it goes on. This parable is ultimately about the kingdom and about people. But it serves to illustrate this point so well, because I want you to notice a few things here. The intention was only wheat growing in this field, only abundance in this field. But what does it say? It says, while his men were sleeping. And this is so important for us, church, because this is so how our enemy works. And I want to say that I by no means mean to glorify the enemy or draw our attention to what the enemy wants to do. But the Bible also says that we're not ignorant to what he wants to do so that we can walk in abundance. Jesus came to give life and life in all its fullness, life abundantly. But Jesus also said, the thief comes to steal, kill and destroy. So if we want to live in the abundance of the next phrase, then we have to be aware of the way the enemy wants to steal and kill and destroy. But what he shows us in this amazing metaphor is that the enemy doesn't have to steal, kill and destroy by burning the whole field down or tearing it down or just stealing the field. No, when they weren't watching, all he had to do with was sow. So seed there, plant a little bit there. And the enemy will often work in the darkness. I'm not just talking about at night, although night is still such a powerful time for us to encounter God and also guard against the enemy. Amen? God wants to give you peace in your sleep and peace at night. What an amazing opportunity to encounter God as you rest. I believe this year in abundance, you're going to have the greatest rest of your life as you encounter God in the night hours. Amen? Some of you that have been struggling to get a good night's sleep, I believe in this year of abundance is going to be the greatest peace that you have ever known. But we've got to guard against the enemy. He comes under the shelter of darkness sometimes. What does that represent? When we let our guard down, when we're not paying attention. You know, the enemy comes during the day, and we've got to keep our guard up against the enemy. But here's the point, is that they didn't perceive it the next morning. His enemy sowed seed that night, but his men didn't perceive it in the morning. Why? Because it was just seed in the ground. They didn't know about it. They didn't know what had happened probably months ago until all of a sudden the shoots began to grow. It started with seed, but they didn't know about it until it grows. And I've experienced this in my own life, and I've certainly seen it in those that I get to walk life with, is that sometimes we say, listen, I don't know, I'm dealing with this now, but I don't know when this started. I don't know when this got in my heart. But the enemy has watched God's power of seed. He's watched the life potential that's locked up inside of seed. And he doesn't need to reinvent it. He can just use that power to see it reproduce what God never intended in our lives. I watched these time-lapse videos this week of the germination of seed. I watched this one of a strawberry, of a man take, do you like strawberries? They're good if they're ripe. I think blueberries are the best berry. Anyway, doesn't matter. I saw a man with tweezers, took a little seed out of the side of a strawberry, planted in the ground, and then water it, and then it time-lapse, right? And you see this tiny little seed, and all of a sudden life comes out and shoots, the roots start going down, and then a little shoot comes up, and then there's more, and then there's leaves, and then again it grows a strawberry, more life comes, and it all comes back to that one little seed from that one little strawberry. The power of seed. God has locked up life in this little seed. Which, by the way, is why it's so important when we begin to share and testify, because our words are like seed. And every time we testify about what God is doing, it gives the opportunity for reproduction of life in people's hearts. But the enemy has watched this, and he knows, if I don't need to tear this field down, I may not be able to stop abundance, but if I can just sow the wrong thing at the same time, then as the rain pours out, it starts with seed. I've noticed I've got to pay attention in the season of abundance. Just because it's growing doesn't mean it's good. just because it's growing doesn't mean it's good. In fact, in a season of abundance, I've got to be more vigilant and more diligent to ensure the right things are growing, because they will, and ensure the wrong things are not there. But you know, you don't, so how do you deal with this seed? You don't go and stick your head in the soil and go, you know, trying to filter through to make sure there's no seed there. That's called introspection, and it won't empower you, it won't help. You don't go, oh God, Lord, I keep messing up. We don't get stuck in that place. It's number three. What we do is we reach for the roots. Holy Spirit wants to empower us to know what to do with what we see. You don't go sifting for seed. You just deal with what you see sprouting up. I don't know when this got in my heart. Maybe it was when I walked through that 2 months ago. Maybe it was in that conversation. Because seed can get sown so simply sometimes. Whoa, that was a lot of S's in one sentence. It can be in a conversation. Someone says something to you and oh, you can see something on social media or in the media, little bit of seed. It can be through something you walk through in life. You go through some pain and just some seed gets in the garden in the process. I don't know when that got there, but as I go out into the garden, as I open up my heart to God, all of a sudden I notice that there's some things growing. So what do? I don't ignore them. I don't burn the garden down. I go and take hold of it and pull it up from the roots. That's not staying there now that I've seen it. We've moved house now, Susanna and I, and we don't have that much of a backyard, but we did in our old house, and I planted the plants, me, specifically me, not even Susanna, she didn't help, it was me. She did a lot of other things, but I planted these plants. I knew what I wanted to grow there. But especially in spring, if I'd go into the backyard, I'd notice in a season of abundant rain, oh, hang on a second, I see some things sprouting up that I didn't plant. Again, I don't ignore it. I'm gonna go over to that. I'm gonna take hold of that and I'm gonna throw it away. Why? What happens when it's not planted in the garden? It's got no choice but to die. It has to now because I uprooted it. Life gets busy. Sometimes we don't always have the time to go out into the backyard and actually see what's growing. Or again, sometimes we don't pay enough attention. We get busy or we do things for God or we can be so powerful. Listen, God can be using you powerfully in urban life and still we're not actually paying attention to what's getting in here in the process. Let Him use you powerfully. But in a season of abundance, let's stay open. Let's stay vulnerable. Let's have a look in the backyard. Let's have a look in this heart and say, Holy Spirit, are there things growing here that you didn't plant? Because with His help, we can take hold of those things. We can uproot them and we can see them die. Why? So we can make room for the right things to flourish. You know what Jesus said about the Father in John 15? He says, my Father is the gardener. What an amazing picture. He wants to help us. He's a professional and He knows what He wants to grow. He takes care of the garden, but He also empowers us to take responsibility. What does that mean? It means He wants to work with you. As He shines the light of the Holy Spirit on our hearts, we say, oh Lord, yeah, I see that. I feel that. And now I want to deal with that because You want me to walk in abundance. Why don't we stand to our feet? Very simple. Again, the Holy Spirit keeps things more simple than we do. I tell you what I felt during worship, standing over the side there in worship, and I just felt, I could feel like Jesus leaning in toward us. I could feel Him drawing in, being close. You're in this room or you're watching online, God wants to lean in close to you right now. Let's lean into Him. Let's open up our hearts. Why don't we close our eyes and between you and Him right now, why don't you open up your heart and say, okay, Holy Spirit, maybe you've already become aware of some things in there that need to be dealt with, or maybe right now something's gonna drop into your mind. Don't get discouraged. Don't feel condemned. Say, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's time for an upgrade. This morning, I wanna deal with those, this afternoon, I wanna deal with those things so that I can walk in the abundance You've declared over my life.
thanks for joining us today. I hope that your faith was filled and you were encouraged. If you have any prayer requests or want to connect with us further, search for us on our social media at Planet Shakers. We'd love to hear from you.